take a show like Big Fatty, for example, which is, to my mind, such an enjoyable 20 minutes of my day.
I agree.
And I mean, it's really a clusterfuck. I mean, he says himself, his show is a clusterfuck. But what I love about that is that it, even if it is, even like one of his episodes was called Can It Really Be a Train Wreck If the Train Is Never on Tracks at Any Point or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
And I saw that and I thought, oh, this is going to be a good one. So I think that there's a straight audience for the Big Fatty Show, though I doubt he has a huge amount of straight listeners. But I think that if there were a way of me sort of coaxing some of the straights over to the gay side, you know. I hate that British guy. He's a fucking asshole.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Well, hello there, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode... What episode is this? Oh, look, it's episode 155 of the BFO for Thursday, the 4th of September, 2008. And coming up on today's show, well, y'all, Big Fatty has got a list today. Yes, a very, very, very short list, but I'll fill up 20 minutes with it. Oh, Lord. Hi there, everyone. It is Thursday, and, you know, Thursday's a good day because tomorrow's Friday, so that's an even better thing. Y'all, it appears as I'm watching the weather rat that bitch Hannah Montana, instead of going to Savannah, she is eating a banana and she's heading to North Carolina. That didn't match. Oh God. It looks like Hannah Montana is going to be swinging on out a little east of Chucktown. We'll probably get some rain, but that's about it. But you know, here at the coal mine, we are in pucker alert. I mean, the butt puckers are just a working overtime, and but you know, we're gonna be okay. Big Fatty predicted it. You know, I should be on the Weather Rat channel or something like that. Now, y'all, they have got 5 must-haves for our hurricane survival kit. And here they are. You should always have a battery-powered radio. Don't have one of those. Flashlight and batteries. Don't have that. Battery-powered charger. Don't have that for your cell phone. I do have a non-electric can opener, and I have lots of bottled water. I have 4 small bottles of bottled water. So I'm pretty much set. Now, instead of the batteries and flashlight, I do have the soy candles by Phoebe's, but I don't have any matches to light them, so that's not going to help me. And a battery-powered charger for the cell phone. Well, it's not going to matter. If there's a fucking hurricane, they're going to knock down the damn cell phone tower, so that's not going to matter. And, you know, I don't have one of those 3G iPhones yet, and, you know, they just suck the power, and I don't have that. Now, y'all, this is a very important day for Big Fatty. Very, very important. I feel like there should be some sort of hootenanny music, but I'm not going to find any. Now, y'all, I would like to announce that as of Wednesday, the 3th of September, Big Fatty's Ford Explosion is now paid for. Hoop-de-doo, hoop-de-doo. Oh, wait a minute, I do have hoop-de-doo. Let's play that.
Hoop-de-doo, hoop-de-doo. I hear a polka and my troubles are through. Hoop-de-doo, hoop-de-doo. This kind of music is like heaven to me.
Y'all, I gotta tell you, there's one thing that Big Fatty loves more than most anything, even more than ham. And I'm not sure I love it more than sex, but I probably don't get sex as much as this, but well, I'll probably get more sex than this. But y'all, Big Fatty loves not having a car payment. Did any of that just fucking make sense? I don't think it did. But anyway, but y'all, no car payment, that is a hoot nanny waiting to happen. So Big Fatty has paid it off, and the title should be in the mail within, I think they said, 4 to 7 days. And y'all, there is nothing nicer than owning the Ford Explosion and all that car payment money just going right into the ham account. Or I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do with that, but it's going to be nice not having that chunk going out to the credit union. God damn, this is a long song. I was trying to fill up the time. Y'all, I don't even see where it is in the thing. Oh, Lord. Okay, well, we've only got a few more seconds, so I'll just shut up and let you listen to the end of it. Here we go. It's got me higher than a kite. I'm in clover, I'm in bloom. When I'm dancing, give me room. Hope to do in it with all of my might. Rain may fall, snow may come. Nothing's gonna stop me from hope to do in it. I'm ballyhooing it. I'm hope to do in it tonight. Oh, Lord, that was endless. Okay, well, I've nattered. Okay, well, I guess it's time for the show to be over now. Y'all, now, you know, yesterday I mentioned that Big Fatty was taking the TV guide, and then it just kind of stopped, and so I didn't know when the different quiz programs were going to be beginning or ending or anything. Y'all, I went to my mailbox today, and there is the fall preview of the TV guide, and I'm going, this is a little eerie, you know? And I look on here, and I'm looking at the address label, and you know, they put the expiration date on there. Y'all, they have credited me through the 24th of August, 2009, and I didn't call them or anything about it. I wasn't sure what was going on with that. And so now, Big Fatty is getting the TV guide. And y'all, it's a good thing I did, because I was looking through here, and you know, they have, I don't know if you look at the new TV guide or not, but they have a hot list. And it tells you what's hot, on each day of the week. And y'all, there's some shows that are premiering next week, like that new series Fringe. It comes on Fox, and it's by the people that did The Lost. But it's it debuts Tuesday of next week, which is good. But the only problem is that will conflict with the Big Brother. But at this point, I don't really care, because I don't. If Memphis don't win Big Brother, I don't give a shit who does. Or Dan. Dan could win, too. But, y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about was not this coming Saturday night, but Saturday the 13th of September. That's the night that Super B and Ryan Starr Jones and Jason and Larry Cly and Tim Cormall and Ron Pratasoho are going to be coming to the Biloxi Blues. And y'all, I've set their tickets aside as of today, and I've sent them an e-letter saying, call the theater and pay for them. Because, you know, Big Fat ain't giving no tickets away. Because I don't get comp tickets. I gave all mine to the actors. So, anyway. But on the 13th of September, that night at 11:29 p.m., that's 10:29 Central, is the season premiere of the Saturday Night Live. And y'all, guess who the guest host is for the first episode of Saturday Night Live? It is that retarded guy, Michael Phelps. And y'all, I'm probably gonna record that, just because I bet you they make fun of him and his big feet and his retardedness. And so I'm going to be watching that. And now, y'all, in here they had the previews of all the different shows. There's some good-looking men on some of the shows this year. But, you know, they've got that little chart also that tells you what's coming on what day. And, y'all, I see a problem now with Mondays, because on Monday night is the Dancing with the Stars and the Samantha Hook, which Big Fatty loves those two. But also, they have the Heroes and the Big Bang Theory and the How, not the How I Met Your Mother, because I don't watch that. But that other new show, The Worst Week, which looked like it was going to be pretty good. So, you know, I don't know about that. I also see a problem on Tuesday night, because the Fringe comes on Tuesday night, and that will be conflicting with the Dancing with the Stars results show. So I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do about that. The Eli Stone and the Opportunity Knocks comes on Tuesday night. Also, that Opportunity Knocks is a new quiz program. On Wednesday night, I'm just looking here real quick. It appears that I will not be watching anything on Wednesday night. Although, y'all, the picture of the new guy starring in the new Knight Rider, he's cute. I mean, he's real cute. Thursday, we'll be watching the Survivors. Survivor Gabon, you know, The Last Eden. And The Kitchen Nightmares probably that night. Or I might watch the 30 Rock, because, you know, the new vice president presidential candidate for the Republicans looks like Tina Fey. On Friday, I thought there was a quiz program that came on Friday night that I wanted to see, but I don't see any of them. I might watch that Crusoe of Robinson Crusoe. Saturday night is blah, blah. And then on Sunday night, The Desperate Housewives is on Sunday night, which I'll be watching that. The Big Run is on Sunday night. And I guess that's about it. So, y'all, there's not a whole lot I'm going to be watching. So, anyway, and I don't see The Millionaire Password on the list. I guess it'll be a replacement for one of the shitty shows that is surely going to be replaced very soon. Because, you know, they don't mess around anymore. If it's a shitty show, it's gone. It's gone. Y'all, did I mention that I paid for the Ford explosion today? Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-doo. Okay. Y'all, the Baby Jar is coming to see me. And he is coming to town as Hannah is, that Hannah from Montana going to Savannah is coming to town. And so he's going to stay with me for a couple of days. I said, that's fine, but just know that Big Fatty has got rehearsal each night, and I'm rehearsing. I'm at the theater to after 11 o'clock, and then get up and go to work and come home and record a podcast, and then it's back to the theater and blah, blah, and it's only going to get worse. So anyway, he's aware of that, but he just wanted to get away from the Virginia Vagina, which is where some of those other podcasters are. We won't mention any names of that snowflake. But anyway, y'all, I think that I am going to get into the memory lane music. But before I do, y'all, I so wanted to do the, on memory lane music, I wanted to do the theme from the old show Musical Chairs, which came on in CBS back in like 75 or something like that. But I couldn't find the music. I could find the little YouTube clip, but it wasn't good enough to make a recording for. But y'all, Big Fatty loved the Musical Chairs. It were these four chairs that came out from behind these doors, and these people were sitting on them, and it was kind of like a treadmill that they would roll them out, and if they got something wrong, they'd, you know, away they went, and the door opened, and it closed on them, and they were gone. You know, you lose. But y'all, the song, and this is one of these things that I'm not sure how or why Big Fatty knows this, but this is the fucking shit that I have in my memory. I will be committed one day. There's just no doubt, because this is the kind of shit that I can remember. I can't remember what I had for lunch. Can't remember to take the cholesterol medicine, but I can remember how the theme to Musical Chairs went, bum, 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 let's play a game of Musical Chairs, bum, 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 let's sing our favorite song, sing a song every day now, let's see if we can remember the words to our most favorite songs. Okay, all right, let's now get into some real memory lane music. I'm sorry. it'll give you the music will give you a little bit of time to clean up the vomit. Now, y'all, I think this one is going to be very, 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 very easy for a lot of you. And your clue today is going to be Big Bucks. Well, now, y'all, I'm sure you recognize the theme from Press Your Luck, which was a quiz program that ran daytimes on CBS from September the 19th, 1983 to September 26, 1986, where contestants collected spins by answering trivia questions and then used the spins on an 18-space game board full of cash and prizes. And the person who amassed the most in cash and prizes at the end of the game won. Now, the show was memorable for the whammy, which was a red cartoon creature of indeterminate species wearing a cape. The whammy spaces on the game board took away the contestants' money, accompanied by an animation that would show the whammy taking the loot, but frequently being chased away, blown up, or otherwise humiliated in the process. The animated whammies were created by Savage Steve Holland and Bill Kopp, and voiced by executive producer Bill Carruthers. And Peter Tamarkin was the show's host. But y'all, probably the most famous part of Press Your Luck was when Michael Larson was on there, and he was a self-described unemployed ice cream truck driver, and he made it onto the show. What he did is, while he was watching the show at home and with the use of a stop-motion VCR, Larson discovered that the presumed random patterns of the board were not random, and he was able to memorize the sequences, and it helped him stop the board where and when he wanted. Y'all, he went on to earn $110,237 in cash and prizes, which was a record for a single appearance on a daytime network game show up to that time. Although CBS investigated Larson, they determined that figuring out the patterns was not cheating and let him keep the winnings, but the board was redesigned and refitted with projectors that allowed for dramatically more patterns to prevent another player from ever being able to memorize the board like Larson did. So that was Press Your Luck. And, you know, whenever the... There was a follow-up to Press Your Luck, and it was on, on the Quiz Program Network. It was called Whammy, and it wasn't nearly as good as Press Your Luck, but, you know, it was a quiz program. So, anyway, once a quiz program, always a quiz program. So, but Big Fatty loved Press Your Luck, because the contestants would sit there and go, okay, big bucks, no whammies, stop! And they'd hit the button, and if the whammy came up, it would go, ah! So, y'all, I'm gonna be committed one day. It's just, sweet Lord. Okay, well, that's it for today, I guess. Did I mention that Big Fatty paid off his Ford Explosion today and doesn't have a car payment anymore? Okay, never mind. Y'all, I will see you here for the Friday edition of the BFO. Enjoy your Thruesday. Bye!
I hate that British guy. He's a fucking asshole.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good
gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.